It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, April 12th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and this coming Saturday, April 13th, it's Record Store Day. Yesterday on the podcast, we talked about some of the coolest special releases hitting shelves this week. And for today's special episode, we're going to hear from people who will be stocking those shelves.
Our colleague Luke Taylor interviewed five record store employees from across the country.
Hi, my name is Jason Hughes. I'm co-owner of a record and gift shop called Rock, Paper, Scissors Goods in South Minneapolis, Minnesota.
My name is Scott Wishart. I am the owner, manager, buyer of Lunchbox Records in Charlotte, North Carolina.
My name is Nathaniel Mitchell, manager of Wux Tree Records, the original location in Athens, Georgia.
My name is Anna Lundy, and I am the indie pop princess and manager at Grimy's New and Pre-Loved Music in Nashville, Tennessee.
My name is Steve Young. I am the president of Record Wonderland, and we are in Roselle, Illinois.
Some of those record stores are brand new, like Record Wonderland near Chicago.
Other stores are local, even national landmarks.
Lunchbox Record store is located in what used to be a funeral home. About 3 years ago, we moved about half a mile down the road to the location right now, which is the place that used to be the funeral home.
Grimy's is a record store that most people in Nashville, at least, are familiar with. And I'm coming to find that people who are just record fans out there in the wide world are familiar with us, too. It's pretty cool that people tend to make stops by the store to see us. Back in the day, I guess, maybe 10 years ago, we kind of got on the map for having a Black Keys in-store when they were just on the cusp of crossing that greater threshold, playing those larger venues, maybe moving into stadiums and stuff. And people saw their videos on the internet and then would come to the record store to see where it had all happened.
Wux Tree Records. Probably the most notable thing about our store is our most famous employee is Peter Buck of the rock band REM. In fact, I'd say this store kind of served, you might want to say, midwife to the REM formation.
For record store operators, only the holiday shopping season comes close to matching the volume of business they see on Record Store Day.
Record Store Day is the biggest day of the year we've had for the past 2 years in terms of the volume of records that we sell. There's maybe 2 days a year when people actually line up outside the store doors, and Record Store Day is one of them. The other day is Black Friday Record Store Day, and some people come out for that, but it's nothing like the April one. So it's very important to our business, and it tends to introduce some new customers to us. And it's like a fun day. It's kind of a celebration day. Everybody seems to be having a good time when they come out.
It is very busy for us. Usually it comes close to being about like what we do in a month in one day.
Sales-wise, it's definitely something that is good for the store. But you know, the fact that they're exclusive releases, there's a limited window to, you know, have the opportunity to order them, and then basically once they're gone, they're gone. It all happens in a narrow window of time.
We all kind of make jokes, every day's Record Store Day, but thank goodness every day isn't Record Store Day, because it is like having a bunch of holiday weekend days shoved into one day, just in terms of the number of people we see and the amount of records that are flying off the shelf here.
A lot of record stores offer special bonus attractions to help make the day awesome.
Rock, Paper, Scissors Goods will be opening at 10 a.m. an hour early and providing donuts for our early customers.
We have some test press giveaways that we're doing, and then we are putting out a new shirt design.
And we're kind of planning a little listening party.
We have a stage inside our store, so there'll be bands playing in the store this year.
Luke also asked these record store pros what special Record Store Day releases they're looking forward to this year.
The record store list this year is insane. I mean, I've been doing this for 12 years because I have a store in Seattle, and this is definitely the largest list I've seen. I think the ones I'm excited about maybe are the Bingo Hand Job, which sounds funny, but it's REM, live in 1991 with Billy Bragg and Robin Hitchcock. There's a Jeff Tweedy Warmer, which are unreleased tracks from the Warm Sessions. Bob Dylan, Blood in the Tracks, the test pressing version of that. And probably Prince, His Majesty's Pop Life, which was a Japanese-only release.
There's a Herbie Hancock one I'm looking forward to.
There's a Residence release. You know, the Residence, they're sort of this anonymous conglomeration that's been around for a long time, and they've got a piece coming out that is apparently unreleased, and I collect their stuff, so I'm interested in that, but I have a feeling it might get sold before I have a chance to buy it.
There is a mono pressing of the second Pink Floyd record, Saucerful of Secrets, and that's a record that I've never heard on mono, and it's an album I like, so I'm excited to hear that. There's a new Courtney Barnett single coming out that day that I'm looking forward to hearing. There are a bunch of things. Those are just the ones that spring to mind immediately.
You know, as far as Wuxtry Athens having a little more interest in the Trogs, their Athens Andover album, which features members of the Trogs as well as members of REM.
If you're a vinyl enthusiast who plans to do some shopping on Record Store Day, these staffers have some pro tips for you.
I would suggest, before you hit record stores on Record Store Day, to spend a little time on the Record Store Day website just to become familiar with all of the releases that are coming out that day. It's so many different titles that if you've never looked at the list before, it's really possible that you could miss something that you would really be excited about just because maybe you didn't look in the 10 inches or you didn't bother checking out the 7 inches to see what might be there. So take a peek at the list first, and also make sure you're aware of all the local record stores in your area that are celebrating. So if you happen to go to one store and they no longer have the record that you most wanted, you know where to head next.
Go early, of course, if you're really specifically looking for something, but also take some time to look around because you might be surprised at what's there that you weren't really looking for. Something might catch your eye.
I definitely say show up early. The doors open at 8 a.m. That's basically the earliest that we can possibly have the doors open according to the rules of Record Store Day. And just be courteous. I mean, I don't think we've ever had any serious issues, but we have a list of house rules regarding it. And, you know, we don't want people, you know, elbowing each other, causing any nastiness in the store, even though when we open those doors, it's always a feeding frenzy, and you know, there's a lot of people that are all kind of going after the same stuff, but we try to keep it as fair as possible and make sure that everybody ends up with at least one copy of what we have available.
You know, just hang out and have fun. You know, talk to your neighbor in line. You know, there's probably going to be a line most places that you go to, but you know, it's a good way to meet other people that are into vinyl and meet some new friends and have a fun day.
Sounds like good advice. That's it for our special episode. Thanks to Luke Taylor for conducting the interviews and producing today's episode. Also, thanks to our Record Store sources, Jason Hughes, Scott Wishart, Nathaniel Mitchell, Anna Lundy, and Steve Young.
Whether or not you're vinyl hunting, have a great weekend. If you make any cool finds, tweet them at The Current. We'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines.